I had a long talk with Porter this morning.
Yeah.
He was on his way to the hospital to see
yeah.
him. Well, I told Porter that I thought it'd be very wise to see the superintendent of the hospital and get orders issued to the switchboard so that no incoming calls should be taken.
Yeah.
Put them through to his room.
I agree with that.
His wife, you see, was the one who told him all about this last night that set him on.
Well, both of them are really off balance right now.
They are. And, of course, it's terrible. I guess, got 20 or 30 telegrams today, some from pretty prominent publishers, asking whether it was true that I had sent flowers. I replied back to them that I had, and that he was a friend, and that they had been sent to him before you had ordered me to make the investigation of it.
Yeah.
Which is true, that I ordered the flowers on Wednesday afternoon.
Yeah.
You'd been notified in New York as soon as I got word from the star had this thing. But my feeling about it is...
Well, that's terribly odd if anything said about that, but what it is, it can't prove anything, but that you're a compassionate man, an understanding man, and...
From the Bible, you know, be careful about throwing the first stone, lest you have sinned yourself.
You know, Billy Graham called me and said that, and you can quote this, he said that he got out of bed at 3 o'clock the other night, and he had known him, and he had such great respect for him, and knew me, and... just said his prayers, and he said, just remember this, we have to do our duty, and our duty comes first, but remember that one of Christ's apostles double-crossed him, and remember that he dealt with people with moral problems, he dealt with them gently, and always be compassionate, but do your duty.
Well, of course, there's so damn many hypocrites, you know.
That's right.
In the press in this country.
That's right.
Which are just like vultures.
That's right.
And I was as stunned as anyone else was because I took upon him in the highest regard and still do. I think he's a desperately sick man.
No question.
I think he ought to be institutionalized in some place where they can give him the very best of psychiatric treatment. And I think there might some thought be given of getting him indeed the Walter Reed, which has a psychiatric ward. The criticism that might be made would be that this man was being treated at government expense, but he's entitled to it as being a colonel.
Well, I'll tell you another thing. I think psychiatrists and all of them agreed it's a pretty good thing for some of us to send him flowers or write him or something, because wouldn't have been any evidence around, and our problem was to try to get the evidence and try to see what had happened. We knew that he'd broken, and they all tell me that the odds were 95-5 he'd kill himself the first day if he didn't have a little encouragement, and you had to interview him, and you had to go into these things, and I don't think anybody can criticize you.
Well, I don't care whether they do. I've got pretty satisfied on that. I've been through it so long.